Daf is a daf chaf. So we got to the last two lines of Yutes. Amin Bey, the Gemara, I've been talking about this concept of Tana Bekra. When the Pasuk repeats the same concept twice, it tells us Li Kuva. So it asks Gemara, Maskiv La Rav Huna, Hare Melach, the Lo Tana Bekra. When it comes to salt, the Pasuk does not repeat itself, and yet, Makva, we find that if a carbon doesn't have Melach, it doesn't have salt on it, the Lach is its Pasul. So how is it Pasul if it's not Tana Bekra? The Tani, the Brisa, tells us that Bris Melech Olam Hu Shetehe Bris Amura B'Melech Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that the Bris, that the salt should be there Li Olam. It should be, it has to be in every single carbon. Rashi says Bris Amura B'Melech Shelo Tapsik Mikarbanos. It has to always be there. Unclear exactly what this drasha for the first mandam or the second opinion, much clearer. But the statement of Rabbi Yehuda is that has to, every single carbon must have melach on it. It's ma'akev without the melach, even though it doesn't say the pasuk melach twice. And Rabbi Shimon has a different drasha, which is a little bit more understandable to us. Rabbi Shimon Omer Nemar Kan Bris Melach Olam Hu, the Nemar Lahalim Bris Kuhunas Olam, this is Gzeir Shava. This is Olam by Kohen, this is Olam by Bris, by Melach. Kishem she'ev shar lekarbonos b'lo kuhuna, just like a carbon cannot be brought without a kohen, kach e'ev shar lekarbonos b'lo melach. So too, a carbon is not going to be kosher without melach. So we see from here that everyone agrees that you need melach. Without melach, it's ma'akev. But what's the source? It doesn't say, it's not tani bekra. The pasuk doesn't repeat melach, so how is it ma'akev? So the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Yosef, Rav, ketana didon svirle, damar lo melach kosher. Rav holds, like our Mishnah, if you go back to our Mishnah for a second, was in the bottom of Yud Ches, was it? Yud Ches, where it says, the very bottom, it says, Lo Yatzak, Lo Balal, Lo Pasas, Lo Melach, all these things, it's Kshera. So this, the Mishnah says, it's not Makif. We don't hold that the Melach is Makif. We hold that Melach actually is not Makif. Without salt, it's actually still going to be Kosher. Because since Rav holds only something that's Tani Bekra, would be Makev, and since Bris Melach is not Tana Bekra, it's not repeated, therefore it's actually not Makev, which is consistent with our Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Amr Le'abai, Ihach, if you're going to interpret Lo Melach in the Mishnah means it wasn't salted at all, Lo Yatzik, Nami Lo Yatzik Klau, when the Mishnah says Lo Yatzik, that no oil was poured on, are you going to interpret that to mean that no oil was poured on at all? That's not true. We know that so be Makev. Yitzika is definitely Makev. So when the Mishnah says lo yatzak is kosher, it doesn't mean lo yatzak klal. What it means is, says the Gemara, ela lo yatzak kohen elazar. When the Mishnah says lo yatzak, it means, of course, yitzika was done, but it wasn't done by a kohen, it was done by a zar. That's where we say it's kosher, but as long as it's done by someone. So once you say lo yatzak means lo yatzak kohen elazar, you have to then interpret melach to be hachanami lo melach kohen elazar, meaning salting was done to the carbon, but not by a kohen, but by a zar. So right now, we have no source that without salting, it's kosher. Right now, everyone would hold, without melach, it's going to be li'kuva. Even when the Mishnah says lo melach, it doesn't mean that there wasn't salted. It just means it wasn't salted by the Kohen, but there was salting done. So again, how come Rav could hold, melach is going to, without melach, it's going to be li'kuva, if it's not tane bekra? So the Gemara says, Amar lei, v'chitala adaitcha shezar kariv l'gab mizbeach. Would you ever have a Havah meaning that a Zar could come close to the Mizbeach? What does the Gemara mean by this? Look at Rashi, three lines down from the top. Shezar, Kariv, Legavi, Mizbeach. The Melichas, Komets, the Roshel, Shem, Mizbeach. Where would you do Melicha? On top of the Mizbeach. You'd first put the Kamitza on the Mizbeach, and then you'd shake some salt over it. That's a Pashat Din, that a Zar cannot come close to the Mizbeach to do that. So what the Gemara in essence is saying, that even though Lo Yatzak, the Mishnah means Lo Yatzak Kohen Elazar, you cannot make that same interpretation by Melach. It's impossible to even have a Havamina, the Zar would be doing the salting, because he can't come close to the Mizbeach. So therefore, when it comes to the salting, it means if there's no salting done at all, yet it's still kosher. So our Mishnah says salting is not Likuva, and that's how Rav holds, since it's not Tanevei Kra. Ibai Seymal, another suggestion is that Rav would agree that salting would be li'kuva. Ah, but it doesn't say tani be'kra. How come it, what's the source that's li'kuva? Gemara says, kevan dechsiva be' bris kiman de tani be'kra damya. So we had a few exceptions on the other daf. Yesterday's daf, I think it was, that even though it doesn't say the words tani be'kra, you could sometimes have some type of derivative, which like the word chukah we said. There are other words of chukah that could serve the same function as chukah here as well. Since it says bris, that's as if it repeated the pasuk melach twice, which would be equivalent to Tane Bekra. Bris sounds like it's something that's established. It's something that's been agreed upon. So it's like it said Tane Bekra, or if it's like it said Chukah, in which case Rav would agree in this case, without salting, it would be li kuva. The Gemara now says, "V'lo tani beikra." How come the Gemara up until now assumed that the pasuk has not repeated itself by salting? It clearly does. The pasuk does tani beikra. It does say it twice. V'haktiv, the pasuk says, "V'chol karban minchascha b'melach timloch." So you need the whole pasuk here to receive the melach timloch. That's not repeating. That's double lashon of one mentioning. But the whole pasuk reads, I'm reading it from the beginning again, "V'chol karban minchascha b'melach timloch v'lo tashbis melach." Bris alokecha, don't hold back anything. Me'al minchasecha, al kol karbonecha takir melech. So it says a second time in the same pasuk. It says salting the carbon twice. So it clearly is tana beikra. So that should be a sufficient source as to how we know salting is li kuva. So Gemara says no. We said before the other day that tana beikra is only true when the mentionings of the concept there are unnecessary. But here it's mibarle. How mibarle? The second mentioning of melech is actually necessary to teach me the following halacha. Lichad Tanya. Ilu nemar carbon b'melach. If it said simply said the word carbon, it says carbon minchascha. But if it said only carbon b'melach timloch, I would have thought shomea ani. I would think afilu etzim v'dam shenikru carbon. We find that the Torah calls etzim if a person puts wood on the mizbeach or blood on the mizbeach, that's called the carbon as well. So I would think anything that's called the carbon, you have to salt. So when you put the blood on, you have to salt the blood. If you put wood on the mizbeach, you have to salt the wood. That's why I would have thought had it said the word carbon alone. Tam alomer mincha says, no, carbon mincha at the end to tell me that what? That ma mincha miyuchedes she'acherim ba nechovela. That mincha is unique, that other things have to accompany the mincha. We'll see in the end it's going to refer to the etzim, that has to have there's a havmin that could be the lavona. But the mincha doesn't come alone. You need something to accompany the mincha. Af kol she'acherim ba nechovela. So to any other item that needs a partner to accompany it. As opposed to dam and etzim, dam does not need etzim to accompany. Etzim doesn't need anything to accompany. They stand alone. You sprinkle dam on the mizbeach, there's nothing that accompanies it. You put the wood on the mizbeach, there's nothing that accompanies it. So only things that are like mincha and other things come to mimechayev it, to couple up with it, only those require salting. The Gemara says, wait a second. Ima mincha, if mincha is really the paradigm of that which requires salting, so then you could say a different angle. Ma mincha miyuchad shemateres. Maybe that which is unique to the mincha is that the mincha, the kmitz in particular, is matir something. It's matir the shirayim. So maybe I would say af kol shematir, anything else that serves as a matir, and I would bring avi dam shematir. Blood also is matir, the basar, to be eaten by the kohanim or the bailim. So maybe the singular aspect of mincha that's unique is that it's matir, and not that other things are ban chovala. So the Gemara says, can't be true. It can't be because we're not using the quality of mincha being a matir, because Tamalomer, the drasha, tells us, me'al minchascha, the pasuk says, was it specified minchascha again? V'lo me'al damecha, to say only a mincha to exclude dam. So even though dam serves as a matir, we see that the matir is not which is unique to the mincha. It's the fact that mincha has acherim ban chova la. So Gemara then says, Yachol te mincha kula tuna melech. One might think the entire mincha, even the shirayim, Rashi points out, even the shirayim which is not going on the mizbeach, that's being left behind to be eaten by the kohanim, maybe that should require salting as well, the entire mincha, because the pasuk says mincha. So maybe every part of the mincha should require salting. The Gemara says, tamalomer, carbon. Only the carbon ton melech, vein mincha kula tuna melech. Only the carbon, only the element of the mincha that goes on the mizbeach, that serves as the carbon, namely the kemitza of the mincha requires salting, but not the shirayim, which does not serve as a carbon. Vein li ela komets. I know only that komets requires mincha now, requires salting. Minayin, how do I know the rabbos to include as a lavona, to include even the lavona which goes on the mizbeach as a haktara? So Gemara says, mar bani yitzel lavona, shekein ba ima b'chliyachet. I know to include Lavona, because we know Lavona is placed in the same exact keli as the mincha. The flour and Lavona are there together, so that makes sense that they come attached. But how do I know Minayin L'Rabos is a Lavona haba b'fnei atma? What about a Lavona that comes stands alone? A person makes a neder nedava to bring a Lavona. How do I know if that requires salting? And because it doesn't go in the same kli as a mincha. Or Lavona haba b'bazichin, that comes to the bazichin of the lechem upon him, and are not accompanying a mincha. V'aktores, and minchas kohanim, or minchas kohen mishiach, or minchas nisachim, or emur chates, emur asham, emur kachim, emur kachim kalim, ve'vare olas ahof, minayin. How do I know all those other items that go on this bech that do not accompany a mincha, kmita, How do I know those require salting? Tamalomar, the Pasuk says, Al kol karbonecha takriv melech. On every single carbon, to include all those mentioned, are also require salt. Gemara now is going to analyze that brisa, that drush we just brought above. Amar mar. Ein li ela komet. So we only know to include a kemitza, that the kemitza requires salting. Minayin l'rabo tisa lavona. How do I know to include a lavona? The Gemara said, mar bani tisa lavona shekein ba ima b'kli echad. Because since Lavona goes in the same exact keli as a mincha, so therefore I know Lavona is going to be included. So the Gemara stops there just for a second. That very drasha, to include a Lavona, simply because it's in the same keli as a mincha, the ha'amris, what do you need this drasha for? We said above, ma mincha miuchedes she'acherim ban choven la. We said that mincha was singled out because it has other things that accompany it, and namely it has the eitzim, was it the eitzim that come with it? Right, the eitzim that come to accompany it. So now if we're saying this, that should be sufficient to tell us Lavona as well, because Lavona also comes and needs eitzim to put Lavona on. So why do you have to have a separate drasha because Lavona is going to be in the same keli as a mincha? It's from a different drasha that we know Lavona should be sufficient. Because again, achem bana lav chova. So the Gemara says, hachi kamar. This is how the drasha above should be understood. Eima, let's say, the whole discussion here is Karbon is a klal, u'mincha is a prat. There's a klal u'prat going on here. Klal prat means, ein b'chlal elamash b'frat. We only have, if it's a klal prat, not a klal prat or klal, but just a klal prat alone, then all we have is that which is mentioned in the prat, which is mincha in, and midach min alone. Nothing else is included. Klal prat means only the one thing mentioned in the mincha. So that's why you need a separate drasha, that since Lavona also goes into the mincha, so that's why Lavona is going to also have the din of melach. Then the Gemara says, Hada Amar, but then they question back, that wait a second, I'll call Karbancha, it says at the end, Chaz of a Klal. This is not a Klal Prat, this is a Klal Prat Uklal, because there's a final Klal at the end of the Pasuk here. And Klal Prat Uklal, we have the Drasha, it's not only that which is singled out, but it's anything that's Iatadan Ela Ke'ener Prat, anything that's similar to the Prat. Again, a Klal Prat means only that which is mentioned in the Prat. Klal Prat Uklal takes the Prat and expands it to other similar items to that which was in the Prat. So then we have ma prat meforash she'acherim ban chovan la, just like that which is mentioned, namely the mincha, that it has something that that has to be brought with the mincha, namely the etzim, the firewood is there. Af kol she'acherim ban chovan la. So to any other thing that's similar that has other items coming with it, namely the lavona, would be an example that you need the etzim with it. That should be included. You don't need another drasha. So the Gemara says, Achem deban chovala. So now we're finally asking the question, what are other things that have to come with the mincha? My nihu, what is that? Eitzim. So af kol eitzim. So to any other carbon that requires eitzim with it, such as the lavona, should be included. So how come you need a separate drasha again that the lavona is included because it's in the same kli as the mincha? And the Gemara asks more. Ema, let's say when the Achem ban chovala, maybe it's referring to the lavona. That not the etim have to accompany the mincha, but that lavona is that which accompanies the mincha. And then I would think to include from that drasha, v'aisi dam dika nesachim. Because then once I say that really that which comes to accompany mincha is not the etim, but the lavona, so I can include dam as well, because blood, when you bring the blood of a carbon, every single behema also requires a nesachim, nisach hayayim. So dam also has a partner with it. Every dam requires nesachim, and maybe dam should be included in the requirement of having salt, since dam also requires a partner, namely the nesachim. So the Gemara says, no, you have it wrong. The nesachim b'hadei emurim hudas. When we bring nisach hama and nisach hayayin, it's not coming to accompany the blood. It's coming to accompany the emurim, the different organs of the animal that are going in the mizbeach, the parts of the behema, not the dam. So the dam doesn't have any couple. So my time, what's the reason? Because achil v'shistir. Just like we feed food to the mizbeach, we also drink. We give drinks to the mizbeach. And that's why the nesachim are viewed as a partner of the emurim, not as part of the dam. Gemara says, how do you know? Adrab, I would say the opposite. Maybe kapara v'simcha. Maybe you should say that kapara and simcha come together, that the kapara is coming from the dam, and the simcha comes from the nisach hayayin, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is happy and the people who are getting kapara are happy. Maybe it makes more sense to say that the nisachim are coming to accompany the dam, and not the emurim. So at this stage, the Gemara thinks that maybe dam should be included. So there's a lot of confusion what's going on here in the Braisa. That's what's really coming out of this. So El Gemara finally says, let's understand the drasha as follows. Levona ba'ima b'l'chli echad, the levona which comes in the same keli as the mincha, the Nesachim ain bar in b'kliyachad, but the Nesachim don't come in the same kli, and that's why you can't include dam. As opposed to a val,
eitzim. What does that mean if the Nesachim don't come in one kli?
You don't put in the same kli as the dam. The blood goes in the Mizrach, and the Nesachim go in a different kli. Aval, when it comes to the eitzim is a better comparison, because eitzim are kihecha de miskashri behu mincha, just like the eitzim are now allow you to bring a mincha, so the kmitza on the mizbeach, hacha miskashri behu kula karbanos, it also serves to machshir all other karbanos, and it's for that reason that we understand the mincha, when we say acherim ban chovan Allah, it's coming to include eitzim, which is equal by all karbanos, as opposed to if you say it's referring to lavona, then you have no other comparison to Lavona that's in the Kli Echad.
So what needs Melech now, according to this?
According to everything that has, anything that requires Eitzim, that you have to put on firewood, such as a Minich and a Lavona, all that require. So then the Gemara says, Eimel, let's say, Ma haprat miforash she'acherin bon choven la uma teres. Maybe you could be even more specific. Maybe there are two qualities of Minich you should pull out. Anything that has other things that coming with it, such as Eitzim, and also is Matir, like the Mincha. Mincha has two unique qualities. It has the other things that come to accompany it, and it's Matir. So Af Kol, I would say anything else as well, any other carbon that has both qualities, She'achirim Ban Choven La, that requires Eitzim with it, and also is Matiris. Umayni, what would you include? Levona, Haban B'Bazichin, Levon, which come in the Bazichin, which are there as part of the Lechem upon him, the Shari Lechem, they serve it to Matir to permit eating the bread, and they have the they require Eitzim as well. So that would be the only thing of Al Midiach Vinilo. But anything else, no other item has both that serves as a Matir and also requires Eitzim. That's what I would have thought. So the Gemara says, don't think that as a Havamina, because Midi Itzrich Me'al Min Chasecha V'lo Me'al Damecha. The fact that the need to exclude Dam, if it's true that you have to pull out any item that has the same qualities as mincha in those two factors, namely it's ban achem mechovan alav and also matir, so then you wouldn't need to exclude dam, because dam is only matir, but ban achem alav chovet doesn't apply. So the fact that there's a need to exclude dam tells me that we're only concerned with one factor, mechlal dehanech kulo asa bechad tzad, to tell me all other karbanos, as long as there's only one factor that's equated to, namely that it's either matir or that it's achem bar menach alav chovah, one or the other is sufficient to include it. And that's why you need a pasuk to say, even though dam has one factor that's equal to the mincha, namely that they both serve as a matir, the drasha tells us we exclude dam from the need to salt. So then the Gemara says, Amar Mar, Me'al Min Chasecha V'lo Me'al Damecha. So we're repeating the drasha above that Min Chasecha means we don't require Damecha. The blood doesn't require salting. Ve'ema, maybe the drasha is excluding something else. Who said it is excluding Damecha? Maybe we should say, Me'al Min Chasecha V'lo Me'al Evarecha. Maybe we should exclude that maybe the limbs of the animal that go on the Mizbeach doesn't require salting. Who said it's referring to Damecha as opposed to Evarecha? So Gemara says, Mistavre Evarim Havale L'Rubuyi. It makes more sense to include limbs that they require salting more so than having to say dam requires salting. Why? So the Gemara explains, Shekain, the mnemonic here is Ashban Tame Simim. So what does that mean? That Acherim Ban Choven Alav. Number one is that both the Eivarim and Mincha are unique, that they have Acherim Ban Choven, they both require Eitzim. And Kamosa, Ishim, they both require going on fire, as opposed to dam does not go on fire. And Kamosa, Kamosa, b'chutz kamosa is a din of chutz. If a person's maktir chutz evarim, or the mincha b'chutz, a person is chayiv as opposed to dam. Or if you look at how Rashi teaches it, Rashi says four lines up, the end of the line, b'chutz kamosa, the chol mincha v'aktaras evara be'azara. They're always b'chutz. That's where the ideal place is to bring it. Aval dam pamim shavodosav b'fnim abin abadim v'aparoches. But dam isn't always b'chutz in the azara. Sometimes it's b'fnim. So therefore, evarim and mincha are more similar. Next, the Gemara says, Nosar Kamosa, Tuma Kamosa, Mila Kamosa. That both Mincha and Evarim are similar, that the dinim of Nosar, Tuma, and Mila all apply as opposed to Dam. Just look at the last Rashi, last three lines Rashi explains here. Mincha ve'Evarim chayavim mishim Nosar v'Tuma. Im achlan b'tumah saguf. The person eats them when he's tameh, he's chayv. Va'afilu komet shumatir vein bo mishim pigol yesh bo mishim noser v'tameh. There is noser tameh by kimita. V'yalaflav me'asher heim makdishim based on a drasha. U'me'ila as well. Ubadam lekamidi, but dam doesn't have these factors. Kid mefarish mesechas yuma beperko tzielo. Tlasa kroy ksivi bedam. Chal lemute nosar, chal mutuma, chal mimila. So dam is not subject to mila. Dam is not subject to tuma. Dam is not subject to nosar. As opposed to evarm or mincha, and for that reason, we would think to include evarm to require salting, just like the mincha, and exclude dam. But then the Gemara says, ah, but let's take the opposite approach. I would think to perhaps include dam. Why? Because dam havalei l'ribuy, I would include dam requiring salting over evarm, shekein matir kamosa. They both serve as a matir, both the kamitza and dam are similar, that they're matir something. And nifsal b'shkia sachama, that's left out of shkia, the dam is a puzzle, and as are is the kamitza. As opposed to the evarm are burnt all night long, so maybe you should include dam. So the Gemara says, hanach nefishin, because of course the comparison to evarm have a lot more comparison than that of the mincha to dam, therefore we include a salting on evarm and exclude dam from the need for salting. Okay, the Gemara now quotes from the Braisa earlier, Amar Mar. Shomei ani, I would think, afilu eitzim v'dam shiniku karbon. So there was a half minute to say that if the pasuk not said mincha, if it simply said karbon, I would think to include anything that's called a karbon, even eitzim v'dam are called karbon. So asks Gemara now, man shmas le'damar eitzim ikre karbon. Who is the one behind that shita that holds that eitzim are in fact called a karbon? So Gemara says Rabbi. So Rabbi is the one who holds that eitzim are called karbon. So the Rebbe, mibay melach, Rebbe actually taka holds that the etzim does require salting. So this doesn't line up properly. We said before in the Amun Aleph that etzim are called karbanos. Yeah, etzim don't require salting. But Rebbe is the one who holds that in general etzim are called karbon. And we're about to see that Rebbe also does require salting etzim. The Tanya, the Braita tells us that karbon melamed shem misnadvin etzim. The pasuk says karbon. In a different context, it says v'nefesh ki sakiv karbon mincha la'ashem solas yeh karbono v'yotik la'ashem. What does it mean karbon? We know mincha is a karbon. The word karbon is extra. They tell me that even etzim can be called a karbon. So he's a shita that holds a etzim are called karbon. The comment, when a person offers a etzim as a karbon, what's the shear? How much do you have to bring? Kama shnei gzarin, you have to bring two logs of wood. So then the Gemara says, V'cheinu Omer, it says as well, V'ha-goralos, ha-hepalnu al-kurban ha-eitzim. Rabbi Omer, eitzim is karbon minchahein, v'tuna melach, v'tuna hagasha. So you see from this pasuk, I don't understand, Joshua, how we learned this, but I guess it's referring to eitzim as carbon. I guess that's the point. Eitzim are called the carbon, and because of this, Rebbe says, therefore you need to, it serves like a mincha, and you need to put salt on the eitzim, and you also have to do hagasha. You need to put the wood next to the southwestern corner of the Mizbeach. So we see from here that Rebbe holds, again, that eitzim is called a carbon, and yet he also holds it requires salting. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Nedive Rebbe Eitzim Tunim Kmitza. It says according to Rebbe that Eitzim have a din of a mincha, you should have to require a kmitza as well, which would mean that you have to then crumble up the wood into little wood chips in order to accomplish a kmitza. V'amarav Papa says Nedive Rebbe Eitzim Tzrichen Eitzim, and you also need wood underneath the wood to order to be makter. So this is all the din of Rebbe, how he really takes the Indian of Eitzim being carbon to the nth degree. So at the end of the day, how come it's inconsistent with Amud Aleph that says Eitzim, if it's called a carbon, does not require salting? So Gemara says, Sami Mikan, let's remove from here the word Eitzim. That even Rebbe who holds Eitzim require called carbon and... So Amud Aleph, I think they take out from the Bryce on Amud Aleph, that it really should be only Dam should be, you would think since Dam is called carbon, it requires salting, Kamashman doesn't require salting. But Eitim was never part of the calculation. Eitim Einachanami does require salting, according to Rebbe. So then the Gemara asks, Ve'ela, if that's the case, that you don't have to exclude it, Kra, L'mutei Mai, the Pasuk, what does the Pasuk need to exclude? Meaning right now, where we hold, we're holding that's coming to exclude Dam. So now you don't really need that anymore because e lemute dam me al mechasecha naf. We already learned from al mechasecha v'lo al damecha. So now we have an extra pasuk in the beginning that's not coming to exclude anything because we know dam from a different pasuk. So the Gemara says apik eitzim v'ayel nisachim. That's where coming. We're excluding eitzim. Eitzim in echanami was not part of the brisa. Eitzim requires salting. We're including nisachim. A person offers nisachim as a carbon b'fnei atzmo. That's where we're telling us that does not require any salting on Nisachim. The Tanya, the Braisa, tells us that Aval, Yayin, Vadam, Va'etzim, Vaktaris, Ein Tuna Melech, that everyone includes, you know, the salt, blood, wine, blood, wood, and Ktaris don't require salting. So the Gemara says, wait a second, Mani, who authored this Braisa? E Rebbe, Kasha Eitzim. Rebbe says Eitzim does require. E Rabbanan hold that Eitzim are not don't require salting. Kasha Ktaris. Why do they include Ketores? Because they only things that require Acherim Ban Chova requires salting. But Ketores doesn't require Eitzim to accompany it. So Ketores shouldn't require salting either. So who authored this Braisa? So the Gemara answers, Hai Tanya, who it's the following Tanya. The Tanya, Rabbi Shmuel ben El, Shir Rabbi Yochanan, broke Omer, Ma Prat, Mefarish Davar Shemekabel Tuma, the Ola Leishim, just like that which is singled out in the Torah, which namely the Mincha. The Mincha is the paradigm of that which requires salting. So Rabbi Yishmael says, what's unique about Mincha? That's Makabal Tumah. If a person touches it, it becomes Tameh, and it goes on to the Ishim, it goes on to the fire. The Yeshno al Mizbeach Chitzon, and you put it on the outer Mizbeach, af so too, Kol Darish Makabal Tumah, Vol Leishim, the Yeshno al Mizbeach Chitzon, which as opposed to excluding what? Yatsu Eitzim, that do not shame Makabal Tumah. Is not susceptible to tumah. The yatsu dam, the yayin, shein olam leishim, they not pour it on the fire. And the yatsu katoras, shein al mizbeach hachiton, that don't go on the outer mizbeach, rather they go on the inner mizbeach. So you see this brisa that these items don't require melech, is according to Rabbi Shmuel. Should we stop here? I guess it's pretty far. Yeah.
It seems like the next thing is breaking the heart scroll.
Okay, so we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Mitzvah Shem. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day.